This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Remember healthcare.gov? Yes, of course you do. The debacle that was its launch last year. Who could forget, right? The site gets put to a new test this weekend when open enrollment begins for year two of the Affordable Care Act, which runs tomorrow through February. Choosing your health insurance through that site, or through many others, is a long, long way from just being a plain old Google search. And that, my friends, is a business opportunity. From the Health Desk at WHYY, here's Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein.
Everybody knows shopping for insurance stinks. Not only do we not like it, but we're not very good at it. In the first year of the ACA, Minnesota State Exchange CEO Scott Leet says he saw consumers struggle.
In many, many cases, it was, you know, hours of time that were spent, you know, kind of walking a person through what their various choices were, answering their questions, and then helping them make a final decision.
With millions flocking to public exchanges under Obamacare, this shopping problem that researchers have known about for years is coming into focus. Coinsurance, deductibles, in-network, out-of-network. Figure that all out, then compare screen after screen of health insurance plans. On top of that, Wharton economist Jonathan Kolstad says you've got to guess what problems you'll have over the next 12 months.
Ultimately, insurance is not just about the world as we know it today. It's about where we're going down the road.
Add the future into the mix, and Kolstad says there are more than 900,000 variables to consider when shopping for health insurance. No wonder we tend to make such poor choices. Those choices, though, have real-world costs. Kolstad's research shows when employees don't know what they're doing, they can leave $1,800 on the table. There's an opportunity here, both to help people and to cash in.
We're frugal. We have inherited chairs.
We inherited all this furniture.
Decomposed.
The only other new furniture there is the IKEA furniture that we built.
We're in classic startup territory, a whole thrown-together feeling, more desks than people, hinting of promise. Several University of Pennsylvania professors, including Kolstad and industry veteran Jay Silverstein, have launched Pickwell. It's software designed to help consumers to, well, pick well.
We essentially help make the process easier, simpler, faster, better.
Silverstein admits it's a bold claim, but says with just four magic questions.
What is your age? Where do you live? By zip code. What is your gender? What medications are you on?
Their algorithms cut, slice, and dice the answers with medical claims, credit scores, and more. The result is Google-like. Almost instantaneously, it spits out a list of the plans and ranks them, as well as total monthly costs, premium and out-of-pocket. Industry consultant Ted Von Glahn, who has no ties to the company, says Pickwell's taking a lot of the mystery out of the shopping.
The golden rule is do the math. Don't make me go find that, you know, neurologist procedure and is it covered or not. Bring it right to me.
Compare Pickwell's tool to healthcare.gov. The Federal Exchange, says Von Glahn, only offers the most basic, forcing consumers to still do the math. Pickwell is one of a dozen companies in this little consumer choice space, and Von Glahn believes as these products mature, it will force the entire industry, insurers, hospitals, and doctors, to become more efficient.
They can't compete on the mistakes that consumers make, the dazzle and confusion of choice.
PricewaterhouseCoopers says a third of private companies are considering moving their employees onto private exchanges within the next 3 years. Whether exchanges blow up or disintegrate could turn on the success of outfits like Pickwell. Silverstein says they've already lined up private and public exchanges, including Minnesota's. He says there's a good chance their clients will grow from 750,000 this year to 40 million in 2015.
Usually when we present, what we hear is silence and then a murmur. Am I allowed to say holy And then we hear, we'd like to learn more. How can we talk? How can we use it? When can we get involved?
Pickwell executives believe the industry is moving towards a time when consumers can actually find value. That would be quite a transformation for a product that today many don't understand or trust at all. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.